1 Lake Charles,
K261EB, and KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
God and a powerful God, an eternal God. You, Heavenly Father, sanctioned, declared, and decreed all things. You saw this day, Heavenly Father, from the very foundation of the world. The words that I will speak, the action that I will express, and the uplifting of your kingdom, you ordained it, you established it, predestined it to occur. So now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all honor, and you're worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, to those of you who are visiting with us this morning, to those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, and those that are watching us as we stream live. We greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, as a word from the Lord that is taken from Philippians, chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14. And when you found us, say amen. And we have it on our screen, where we find these words which are recorded. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you. You may be seated. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want to use our topic this morning, keep pressing on. It's amazing what God will do. I have my conversation with the Lord in my special prayer time on Sunday, and he imparted upon me to speak truth to power. Speak truth to power. And be not afraid of the things that will come when you do it. For there will come a time in the distant future when we will all have to speak truth to power. When the power brokers of the world, the power brokers of the nation will try to trample you down. Speak truth to power. And truth will always win because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So we need to speak truth to power. And there's all kinds of ways of speaking God's truth. We can speak it through his amplified word. We can speak it through our witnessing. We can speak it through our daily life. But we need to learn to speak truth to power. Keep pressing on today. We should never forget about our Christian walk as believers and how our Christian walk has never been easy. If we look in the Old Testament, we can see the atrocities, the persecution that was imparted, impacted upon the believers. It was not easy for them, but they spoke truth to power based on what they believed. There are times in my personal life that I talk to our grandchildren about what it was like in the 1950s, and all the baby boomers know where I'm probably about to go. And they asked, what was it like to live in the 1900s? I said, man, you think I'm that old? You old granddad. And my response was, the 1900s was a time of economic challenges. There was a depression during the 1900s. We called it the Roaring Twenties. And during that era, the 1929s, that was a time when this nation, as profitable as it has been, was going through economic challenges. And that depression impacted the entire nation. Oh, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. And those challenges were profound because a nation that swore that it loved God and a nation that swore that it had a relation with God had strayed in some capacity. And many of the families didn't have very much during the 50s and 60s. But neighbors helped out when they were needed. Today, who is my neighbor? And who have we embraced to walk with in this Christian walk? And if we say that we are a nation and that we love one another, there should be some signs as to who we say we are living for and who we say that we have a relationship with, because I don't see what we profess as a people we are today. It was difficult times, but our faith was in the Lord. And there are times within all of our lives that we as believers need to remember to continue to press on despite the many challenges that we face. we understood, and I understand, and we all understand, if we are ever to be like Christ, we need to press on and not give up. What would this world have been like if a Dr. King had not pressed on? And not given up. How many times have we decided not to go and get involved in the political process because we think someone else will go and do it? And because we did not do it ourselves, we got the results of inactivity. There are times the Lord will ask us to press on. And pressing on in the midst of unusual and difficult times. At times, God allows us to go through difficulties, not to make us suffer, but to strengthen us, to empower us, and to equip us for greater work that's ahead. Today, God is amplifying the volume that we as a believer must demonstrate our faith, our commitment, and our belief in Him. Don't you dare run away from the evilness that can impact the world because you are a baptized, born again believer, and we should stand for what we say, we profess, we believe. We need to press on in the midst of adversity, press on in the midst of strife, and press on even in the midst of the thing that we don't even understand. My brothers and sisters, there is something about enduring hardship that will enable us to become stronger, enable us to become stronger, enable us to become powerful, enable us to become ministers, men and women, in our daily walk with the Lord. It's like lifting weights. You don't begin with heavy weights. You begin with lighter weights. And later, as you progress, you can increase the weights that you lift. And by doing this, the stronger your muscle becomes. The more we stand and speak truth to power, the stronger we become. The more we stand and do what God has anointed and appointed us to do, we speak truth to power. And because God says, if I be for you, I am more than the world against you. But you got to learn to stand even in the midst of adversity, even though you don't know it, even though you don't understand. God says, I am with you. I have been with you always. I thought about the children of Israel in the book of Genesis. When after seeing all that God had done for them, they still needed to be told by Moses to press on. Keep moving where God directed them to go. And every now and then, leaders have to continue to push us, encourage us to press on, even though we feel the anxiety and we feel the tension and we feel the rhetoric and we feel all of the stuff that's out there. But we know who we serve. And we know who we are called to worship and praise. Don't you dare buy no wooden nickels of somebody keep fooling around with all of the gold. You hold on to what you know you believe in.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Well, today is May 18th. It's National Visit Your Relatives Day. And if you can't visit, at least send an electronic greeting card to show that you care. National Visit Your Relatives Day is today. And it's also the birthday of some pretty special people. They include Vernon Eli, Chet Nash Jr., Lisa Madison.